Hypocrites don't want to remember God and mention religious subjects, but they are quite zealous and proficient on talking about worldly matters. Hypocrites who rarely remember God and carefully avoid places where God is praised have another remarkable feature. They deplore and suffer torment from religious subjects while they astoundingly feel relieved as worldly matters are discussed. While anything that reminds them of God, the hereafter, being consciousness and following moral values of the Quran, is a nuisance for them, matters that make them forget about all these vivify them. A verse in the Quran describes how hypocrites are relieved and refreshed while subjects other than God are mentioned.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. When God is mentioned on his own, the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter shrink back shuddering, but when others apart from him are mentioned, they jump for joy.
Although hypocrites say they have faith in God with their tongue, they either have a very weak faith in the hereafter or they do not believe at all. The important thing for them is only the life of this world. Every detail of this life is very important for them. The world's leading countries, showy cities, people from those places, the most respected foreign languages, politicians, artists, and writers of prominent countries and the idea they support are all crucial for hypocrites. Even if they can't go to those places and don't know these people personally, inquiring about them makes them very excited because hypocrites see all of these as a part of their future. Indeed, what refreshes and revives them is the dream of being respected worldwide, reaching an eminent position, coming together with those whom they admire the most, and being one of them. Therefore, when such topics are of concern, they let their tongue run. Hypocrites who cannot utter a few sentences when the subject is remembering God, and who aren't even grateful when they see a blessing or are saved from some trouble by the grace of God, start talking incessantly when it is a worldly matter which they consider as their future. Their joy and happiness come into their own instantly. They even talk about the most unnecessary details for hours. Hypocrites are also very talented at keeping such worldly information in their minds and narrating them appealingly. In the Quran, God reported this ugly hypocritical feature.
I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Among the people, there is someone whose words about the life of the world excite your admiration, and he calls God to witness what is in his heart, while he is in fact the most hostile of adversaries.
God reveals that their words about the life of the world excite one's admiration. It means that hypocrites can talk on subjects related to worldly matters very fluently and appealingly. On the other hand, conversations on religion don't excite their attention or delight them. They eagerly mentioned art, painting, sculpture, wealth, money, fashion, clothes, accessories, houses, cars, foods, and drinks for hours. They babble about odd subjects such as a television show, a gossip on paper, or who followed who on social media. Hypocrites may use a manner which can attract people who don't have a profound faith and do not evaluate things in line with moral values of Muslims. They can keep all detailed information about these subjects in their minds. They have a broad perspective on talking about useless and pointless matters. However, it is a hollow talent. It does not no good for either themselves or anyone else. Hypocrites' way of empty talk or speaking about nonsense may be described as babbling. They don't use such information in a erudite way for an auspicious purpose. They only show a disturbing and repellent character who makes nonsensical talk when they are with aimless people who embrace a similar mindset. On the other hand, when God is praised in a candid and sincere manner, hypocrites suffer a great torment. It is the most insufferable and agonizing subject for them. When there is a mention of God and religion, they go pale, despond, and become unhappy. As it is stated in the Quran, they run from the reminder like panicked donkeys fleeing from a lion. When they hear the mention of God, they say, they run away like panicked donkeys with the verse in the Quran, but there are some people who trade in distracting tales to misguide people from God's way, knowing nothing about it, and to make a mockery of it. Such people will have a humiliating punishment. God reveals that hypocrites' aims with This empty and pointless speech is constraining Muslims from living the moral values of the Quran. Hypocrites want to prevent the 11 activities of Muslims with stealing their time and drawing them into empty conversations. At the same time, they aim at dissuading those who have eager faith or hypocritical characters and then distracting them from being a sincere believer. However, God turns this evil effort of hypocrites into a mercy for Muslims. Muslims see the difference between those who praise God with profound love and those who avoid remembering God, but living up with empty and pointless talk. Thus, Muslims can recognize insincere, hypocritical people among them and take precautions as they see who should be watched carefully.